I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy holidays and welcome back to some crazy Reddit stories. I'm Shane and today, I'm joined by a Courtney and Amanda.
Hello.
We hope your holiday season is going well because we're about to read some stories from people whose holidays have been a little bit more of a struggle.
Uh-oh. What is this? I kind of love it. I feel like we're going like this.
And today, it's not going to be about finding the biggest asshole. It's about finding the biggest Grinch.
Ooh, I love a Grinch because Jim Carrey as the Grinch was the best.
I agree.
I disagree.
What? I know, it's actually, we have a lot of people here who hate that movie.
Are you effing out of your mind? Look at his body. It's hilarious. His body alone made the movie.
I was like, what? Okay.
His body alone made the movie. I couldn't stop looking at him. So cute. Just shut up.
Let's get into these holiday struggles, shall we?
We shall.
Am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend if I can bring my female friend to my work holiday party?
What?
Love this. We're starting off great. All right, so my girlfriend, who's 27, cannot make it to my work Christmas party because she's going to be out of town for a bachelorette party. We have a pretty close friend group, and we often hang out with our couple friends, Jay, who's a 27-year-old man, and Elle, who's a 27-year-old woman. I have known Jay since undergrad, and we're very close. I have known Elle since middle school, and we've always been good platonic friends. Elle and my girlfriend met through us all hanging out, and they are very good friends now. They hang out and go get a girl's dinner a few times a month. Over the weekend, we were all together and talking about how my girlfriend cannot come to the Christmas party, and Elle makes a comment about how she could come. It says it's at a nice venue, and she said she would never turn down free food and drinks. Jay was fine with it, and we said we can all meet out at a bar right after the party. It didn't seem too unordinary, considering Elle had come to my work Christmas party 2 years ago, and I had gone to hers that same year. Granted, we were both single at the time. So I ask my girlfriend, and she says that it's super weird and that my first inclination is to just replace her since she can't come and that she doesn't like the idea. It doesn't seem like a big deal to me, but apparently it is. Am I the asshole for asking to bring a female friend instead of my girlfriend rather than just going to the work Christmas party alone?
This is complicated.
I think this is complicated, yeah.
At first I was like, no. And then I was like, yeah, I think it's fine. Only because I have very, very close guy friends that I think that if my partner was like, I can't go, oh, you should just bring Matt or whatever. I think he would be totally fine with it. But I wouldn't bring my friend if my partner was like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but I wonder why they're being like, what the hell? Is it a newer girlfriend? How long were they together?
That's true.
So I have known Jay since undergrad, and we're very close. I have known Elle since middle school.
Literally, yeah.
And we've always been good platonic friends.
So over a decade.
They're a couple. Jay and Elle are a couple.
And she's getting,
and Jay is cool with Elle going.
And so how long has OP and his girlfriend been dating?
Yeah.
Less than 2 years because he says Elle came to his Christmas party 2 years ago and I had gone to hers the same year. Granted, we were both single at the time.
Okay, this sounds like there's an issue with the girlfriend. She clearly feels upset or worried about the friend. But to me, it's totally fine, A, because Elle has gone to a Christmas party and L has a partner, which doesn't mean.
For a lot of people, it doesn't mean anything, and it may not mean anything.
But if the girlfriend is upset, there's obviously something going on.
The girlfriend, I will say, very quickly painted a negative picture of like, wow, you're so quick to replace me, which is interesting. But I also think about like, it's a holiday party. It's the time of year. It's the party where you bring people you care about to meet the people you work with. And so if I'm a coworker and I meet OP and OP's like, hi, this is my friend so-and-so, I would be like, oh, I wonder if they're dating and it's not official yet. Or like, I would just assume things. Mm-hmm. And you'd wonder, like, I don't know, maybe this. So this girlfriend, she can't go. Maybe she sees it as important that she like she's the girlfriend. She's the one who meets the coworkers. But like it's very like it feels it's like kind of like traditional vibes, like traditional thinking on that. But I don't know.
I want a little more context on this
I want more context.
This is one of those stories where I'm like I feel like I need to talk to these people. Because I feel like this is so different based on the couples.
I agree.
Because Yeah, knowing you and knowing so much of us here at Smosh, I'm like, oh, we're all chill with stuff like that.
I think it would be absolutely fine.
But it can be very different based on the relationships.
Mm-hmm. Especially where they work.
So some comments here. Let's see if we can get some more information. Someone said, I wouldn't do that if I were you. That looks really weird to show up to a work Christmas party with someone other than your partner. Everyone will assume, I know, their problem, that you broke up or you brought your mistress and that isn't professional behavior. You would be the asshole. Someone else said, especially if it's with a person that came as your plus one in the past. Someone else said, expect everyone to think that Laura is your new girlfriend or that you're cheating on your existing girlfriend, though. Holiday party plus ones are almost always for significant others or spouses, not friends. Mm. Honestly, if I were your girlfriend, I'd be upset, too. So I am changing my verdict to you're the asshole. Lastly, someone said, my question is, why can't you just go to the work party without a plus one? I've done this when I was single multiple times and it wasn't an issue. No one's the asshole because I don't know enough about the dynamics of your friendships. That's a little bit where I stand. Mm. I am, you know, the friend offered just so she was just like, I'll never turn down a free drink and food.
She said it's like a really nice venue, right?
Yeah,
so. Honestly,
nice
yeah.
But it being a super nice venue does make it sound very formal. Mm. And I think what also matters, I mean, she did come to his Christmas party. They went to each other's Christmas parties a couple of years before. But it depends on the type of party this is, and it depends on the type of work environment they have too.
True.
And you know, whenever Smosh has done parties, it's a much more chill.
It's very chill
vibe. No, it's kind of like
we get pretty crazy. We play the White Lotus theme song and fist bump, but it's pretty.
Yeah,
we get pretty crazy.
But it is. We have the type of parties where people do bring friends.
People
and
yeah.
I don't think
people
about
bring
much
friends
about it.
All the time.
But we're also the type of place that like we are all very close, and we're a much smaller place. If someone brought a friend, I'm not going to go. If you brought a friend, I wouldn't be like, oh, what about your husband? I'd be like, oh, you brought a friend.
That'd be pretty wild to be like, you're bringing your mistress to a holiday
party. I feel like it depends on the person because if I brought a friend anywhere, most people that know me really well would be like, oh, this is your friend. They would never be like, oh, you're cheating on. Because I just have a lot of guy friends that we do things together, but this sounds like it's between him and his girlfriend because I feel like this isn't the first time she's been like, oh, well.
You saw
it. It's kind of.
Something's going on there.
It's tough. I'm curious, what kind of business do you think this is?
Well, if it's a
9 to 5.
If it's a nice it does venue, give it 9 to 5. Like 9 to 5.
And 9 to 5, corporate.
Corporate, maybe finance.
Oh, finance.
Yeah.
Or like marketing, cheating. Like a big marketing company. I feel like a place like this, like has a fancy venue for a holiday party is probably like, you know, like a media company, like a Netflix
Funds,
or like
stock.
Like something creative.
Yeah. For me, I am not upset. So the verdict was asshole.
Interesting.
Oh. I feel undecided on this one because I'm like, this for me, I can't just declare something like that without knowing the dynamics of all of this. And I with it being written from his perspective and it being a pretty short post.
Nothing's wrong.
I'm like, I need a little more details.
Yeah, I mean, their relationship is still new. And it's also interesting that, like, I think what's the most important thing in the situation would be, did he respect what she said and not do that.
Mm-hmm. Or, yes.
Like, that's what matters more to me. It's interesting that he went to Reddit for this. Like, it feels like, now that gives me the red flag of, like, he went to Reddit for this. So I'm like, is there some insecurity with him and his childhood friend that this girlfriend has?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. If you
care about your partner, like, if my husband was upset that I was bringing a guy to a thing, I wouldn't bring the guy to the thing because I'd be like, okay, well, it's not worth it.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm not going to die on that.
Exactly.
Show.
Exactly. So it's like, if she's upset.
Yeah.
I'm very curious what our comments will say on this one.
Yeah.
No update. Mm-hmm. So OP, I will say OP is a Redditor and is very active, but never commented on this story and there are no updates. So I don't know.
Interesting.
But I'm curious about people's perspective on this because I think this is one where people have very different views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to me, it just completely depends on the relationships. But also if you're in a relationship with someone and they say they're uncomfortable with that, like, that's kind of a point where I think you guys need to decide as a couple of, like, where you stand on that. Because if you disagree on it, that's only going to get worse.
It's going to be bigger problems in
the future. Exactly.
Because that friend is not going to go away.
Right.
No.
So I guess we have some more research in, and we do believe, like, this party is probably pretty button-up, official, fancy.
Which means they party hard.
Yeah. But also with that kind of party, I get it. I get it. This is not, I get it with a more casual thing.
Yeah, like an
But
outing.
Like a super official party, I understand why someone would be insecure.
Also East Coast, they take their relationships differently.
Yeah.
I think it depends on region. It does depend on where this is at, who these people are, and the type of party. It all affects it.
Yeah.
That's why it's so hard to give an opinion
on it. But I don't like that he didn't give more details. I'm always a little wary when I'm like, you're leaving shit out. And he didn't end up responding to much. But these are always the ones where they're like, okay, info. Okay, so actually, yes, it is a black tie event.
Yeah, he didn't give more info. Because
nobody else is bringing
shit.
Friends and info. And yeah, so actually, there's some more history here. There's always stuff like that. We don't have anything. So I am undecided, but I respect the verdict.
I'm undecided a little bit too.
Yeah, I feel like if I was in the situation, I guess I'm a more open-minded person of like, yeah, bring your friend. Like,
me too.
I guess just whatever you do whatever your partner thinks is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I personally agree with that. I am personally someone who wouldn't give a shit.
Same.
But everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
Next story. Am I the asshole for re-gifting my boyfriend's Christmas present, a $1,300 laptop, to Ooh. My sister?
Oh.
Family.
I, a 23-year-old woman, love my boyfriend, who's 24, and have been dating him for about 2 years. He has always been really supportive, and our relationship is great. So when it came time for Christmas, I wanted to get him something really special. He has been complaining about his laptop for a while and has expressed the desire to upgrade to a newer model. I decided I would surprise him with a brand new laptop for Christmas. I wanted to get him the best laptop I could. So for the weeks leading up to Christmas, when he'd complain about his laptop, I'd take these opportunities to casually ask him which laptop he liked, what he wanted in a new laptop, and so on. The main problem he had with his laptop was the speed. So I thought it would be fitting to get him the same model that he had, MacBook Pro, just the latest version. Now, I'm not a tech person. I don't know the first thing about RAM, SSD, etc. I just assumed a $1,300 laptop would be more than enough for his needs. So I bought the laptop without doing any more research into it. Christmas Day came and I gave my boyfriend the laptop. He was so excited until he saw the specs. When he saw that the laptop had 8 gigabytes of RAM, he was really, really disappointed because he couldn't get his work done on such a slow machine. He was adamant that he needed something with more RAM. This turned into a full-blown argument. I tried to explain to him that I had done my best and spent a lot of money on the laptop, so he should appreciate it, but he wasn't having it. He said he would rather return the laptop and get the one he wanted. At this point, I was really hurt and upset. I had gone out of my way to get him a really nice present, and I felt like he didn't appreciate it at all. Yes, I could return it and get him the one he wanted, but I had already spent a lot of money. The fact that he wasn't even willing to give it a chance made me really frustrated. So long story short, I decided to re-gift the laptop to my sister, who's 19. She's a college student, and I know she could really use a laptop like this. I know it may sound selfish, but I didn't think it was fair that he didn't appreciate my gift, and I wanted to make sure the laptop went to someone that would actually appreciate it. My boyfriend is, to put it bluntly, pissed. He does not understand why I wouldn't just return it and get him the one he wanted, and cannot believe I would do something so selfish when I know how much he needs a new laptop. I feel kind of bad, but at the same time, this wasn't cheap for me, and a little appreciation would have been nice. Am I the asshole?
This one is making my blood boil.
Can I dive in?
Dive in.
If I may. Because, like, that is, okay, there's just, like, the math isn't mathing when she's like, but I already spent a lot of money. I don't want to return it and get it. Like, wanting him to give the laptop a try, it's like, okay, I'm going to try and download this editing software. Okay, it won't open. It won't even work because I can't, so return it. Like,
honestly, she is going to run into so much more trouble in this relationship than she has ever prepared herself for, because you have to work together. You can't just get a gift and be like, well, I spent a lot of money on it. It's like, okay, well, you actually didn't take the time to understand what I actually needed. Like, if you don't know a lot about computers, go there on the day and go with him to get it with him. Right. That shows that you actually care. The fact that you're like, well, I spent a lot of money and you're not appreciative is very, like, motherly in a way that's, like, guilty and shaming. And
yeah.
I'm just like, I definitely think she's the asshole, personally.
And also, she admits, I'm not a tech person. So if you're buying a gift that's out of your expertise, I have always taken the approach of, like, gift receipt in the bag, and I'm like, hey, if this isn't right, you can return it. It's about the thought.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I've been really considering that you need a new laptop. Yep. I got you a new one. I don't know tech, so I may have been off the mark, but here's this gift, and all you do is you go and return it, and you get the one you want.
Yeah.
The gift is there.
The money still exists.
I don't understand that, and I come from a family of very much of like, oh, if you need to return it, return it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every gift my mom gets, she's always like, oh, and if you need to return it,
oh, yeah.
Please. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. But it's like,
there's clearly something else going on. Maybe his reaction, maybe she feels resentful.
You don't know how he actually reacted.
Is he like, God, you're such an idiot.
It does come across like she's very much thinking about herself in this whole situation. It seems like
it wasn't about him at all to her.
It was never about him. And there's a lot of people out there who, gift giving is so transactional.
Oh my God.
And it's you are entering a contract when you're getting a gift from them.
My God.
And it's like, those people, I'm like, please never give me a gift again.
And they're always just like, they're like, I got you a gift. And then they sit there and wait for you to open it. And then they're like, open it, open it. And then they open it and goes, I really, you know, it was so hard to get that color, so hard to get it, but I got it for you because I know you love that color. And in your head, you're like, I don't wear purple anymore. I don't wear purple anymore. And you know, you have those people who are like the best gift givers, and you just, there's nothing you can do with a gift.
And when the conflict happens, there is a chance to go, oh, I'm so sorry. You know me. I suck at tech. Let's get you something better. Like, she chose to close up and go, I'm giving this to my sister instead.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that laptop also won't do a ton. I don't know, man. That 8 gigs
eight
is
gig
really
of RAM?
Bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm
You're
guessing.
Like, okay. What is RAM?
Yeah.
RAM,
what is RAM
is a pretty cool thing in computers. So it's an animal-like tech part of RAM. Really cool. I figured this out when I got my MacBook Pro. I went with my husband, who I was like, what the fuck is RAM? And he was like, you just need a lot of it. It's basically, I'm really gonna go for this right now. It's basically a software.
No.
It's basically memory. It's basically a disk.
It's basically more, if your computer was a brain, it's more brain cells
yes,
in the computer.
It's a disk of memory that's a software.
Computer science majors and also Tim.
All I know about RAM is that you need a lot of it, okay? You need a lot of RAM.
8 gigs is actually a joke. It sounds like a
Don't
joke.
You need like 200?
I feel like
Brandon is laughing.
I don't know, gigs of RAM versus gigs of like storage are different.
Here's the thing, I would never.
Eight sounds real flimsy for someone who sounds like they're on their computer constantly.
Yeah.
Like, that's so important.
I would never buy my husband anything tech without him telling me exactly, like, for Christmas, I'm like, tell me exactly what you want and I'll get it for you. And he's like, great. Like, I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah. No, really, that's a smart way
RAM
to do it.
Is software.
It sounds like he got.
It's not software.
It sounds like he was like, it sounded like he was really excited and then he saw the specs and was like, oh, no. Like, and it's sad because his hopes got up and then she took it personally.
That sucks.
It sounds like the gift giving was never about him. It was like, I did this amazing thing and I made a point to ask you all these questions. I did this and I did that. And so I wanted to give the gift to my sister.
Yeah.
So I'm looking over the comments.
Oh my God.
Oh boy, let's go,
and
let's go.
I think we're gonna have a much more clear, I mean, I think we're already pretty clear on our verdict,
boy.
But I think it's gonna be more clear.
Let's go.
Someone said, you're the asshole. Your boyfriend sounds like he was appreciative of your gift, but he needed a machine that can do what it needs to do. That's the risk of getting a laptop or something similar, cars, etc., without the involvement of the person you're buying it for. The correct action would have been returning the laptop and allowing him to put the money towards a machine that fits his needs. Not to mention, once you gift something, it doesn't belong to you anymore. It was his laptop, and you took it to gift to your sister. Yeah. I do agree with that point to it.
It doesn't belong to you anymore.
It's not yours.
That person has been through some shit.
So OP responded to that.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh boy.
I will admit, I should have done more research into the laptop before buying it, and I understand why my boyfriend is upset. However, I don't think it's too much to ask that he at least give it a chance before just deciding it's not good enough.
Oh.
I had gone out of my way to make sure he got something he wanted, and I felt like he didn't appreciate it at all. She's
Ram.
I can't believe
give
she
give it a chance. Download Sims.
No, I don't understand.
Try.
Does
do
she,
it.
I do think she's not a tech person, but she's on Reddit asking the worst crowd for their opinion.
She's not
on
a,
this.
A tech person, like, and people she's not a people
on,
person.
Most no, I would assume not. Like people on Reddit, generally a higher percentage of them, are gonna know a little bit more about tech. And all these people are like,
she's
what
like,
the
give
hell
it a try.
Doing?
It's like,
she's
like, guys,
it doesn't
he
work.
He literally can't. I'm typing on a potato right now, guys. Please.
Well, try it out.
Try it out.
Try. Just try.
Try.
Someone else said, put it another way. Imagine you drive a crappy old car to work. It's falling apart. You often complain to your boyfriend how crappy it is and how it barely gets you to your job. A 30-minute car ride away. Your boyfriend picks up on this and decides to surprise you for Christmas with a brand new bike. Sure, it's nice and very thoughtful, but it's not what you need to get to work. But just give it a chance. No, giving a bike the chance to be a car isn't realistic. It's just not the right gift. You're the asshole. You meant well, but your gift was not what he needed. You could have offered to return it and get a gift card to the computer shop so he could put the money towards something more expensive that fits his needs. But instead, you threw a fit and gave it away. Think a little next time before you react. There's often another more reasonable solution. OP responded, thanks for explaining it in a way that made it easier for me to understand. I let my emotions get the better of me, and I should have been more understanding. I will apologize to him and try to make it up to him. Oh, so she understood the bike analogy.
Hey, babe, sorry. This guy gave me a bike analogy, and I'm so sorry forever.
Sorry,
I
realized.
Sorry I gave you a bike.
I realized Ram is basically a bike. And, so I'm sorry. So Brennan just, he sent over the message. He messaged Tim saying, Amanda Lehan just called RAM software and a disc. Tim responded with, what?
What without a T? Oh God, he thinks I'm an idiot. Tim! Yeah. Tim definitely thinks I'm an idiot. You know what, I'm proud of it because RAM is an animal.
And a truck.
And
let's
RAM.
Let's be real.
And RAM won the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Rams.
Yep.
Ram. Oh. Tim.
Tim is here, and Tim, you can. Tim responded further after the "wa." Brennan gave some context. He's like, "It's we're recording Reddit stories, and that's what Amanda said." Tim said, "Owie," and then he said, "Ram disc salsa yes."
Ah!
Which, if you watch Smosh Mouth, you get it.
Honestly, we had a live stream today for Sims, and everyone was saying, Mexican salsa, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Ram.
Here's a question to pose, everyone.
Yeah, Alexa, what is Ram?
What is the price point where a gift should no longer be a surprise?
Wait.
Like, she surprised him with a $1,300 gift. I do think it depends, but...
First of all, she's 23. What is she doing?
I know. That's,
slow down,
that's
sweetie.
That's a lot, dude. Yeah, and they've been dating for...
2 years? 2 years is a weird place.
Yeah, it's
2 years
it's a
is
tough
the point
spot.
Where you're like, all right, yeah, are we getting serious or what?
I'm tired of you.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I am someone that I'm not going to get a gift of that caliber unless I know. And I would, with a laptop, yeah. I would be like, I need to know yeah.
I would
the specs.
Say, I would say engagement ring, like, is not part of this category.
No, that's
but for
different.
Me, over 400 or 5, oh. Because what about tickets, like
depends
plane tickets?
So,
I don't know.
Significant, for significant, let's, significant other is a specific category. Because, yeah, friends and everything.
Significant other significant over 1,000, other. Not a surprise anymore.
I don't know, it depends. I think it depends. I feel like there's just so many variables of like
yeah.
what it's for. Because like this wasn't just like a toy. This was something for his work, essentially like a lot of his like
yeah,
livelihood.
It's a work-related like, thing too.
It, like the car analogy yeah. is, it's a necessity. It's almost an elastic good. Like,
it's not, and it's not about price point necessarily as much as it is percentage of the money you have, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like what chunk, what sacrifice is this gonna be?
And mm-hmm. tickets, like what if you wanna get tickets for them and...
That's, but it's, if you know they love a band and you're getting tickets for that, you know it's solid. And that's an experience.
I was thinking to like Europe.
Oh, I mean, sure.
I think how much you spend and how much you know kind of should go together.
I agree.
Like, because if I knew, Amanda, you were struggling with your iPad, like I would know exactly what to do. Yeah, here's what we have.
I was like, it won't go on. My RAM must be low.
but yeah, I think it depends.
I've run out of RAM. I must run to the store, Courtney.
I've run out of RAM. Let's go refill the RAM.
But yeah, exactly.
I need to charge the RAM.
I can't wait to see Tim and be like, can you find me some RAM around here?
You should go
here?
Find him right after this. And
can you ask Art if there's any RAM?
You should sit down with Tim and Spencer and they can tell you all about.
I think I might die. My brain, I just go.
You have so much RAM though, because you have so many characters in there.
So much RAM. All my characters are like.
You've got enough RAM. You don't need it on a computer.
That's right.
Okay. Next story.
Okay. So, asshole.
Oh, Grinch.
Asshole.
A Grinch, but a Grinch who at the end, their heart grew bigger.
Saved Christmas.
A Grinch. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They
did apologize. They did realize. It took a bike for them to realize.
Yeah. A bike analogy.
Real bike, realize.
Here we go. This next one comes from Relationship Advice. My partner, a 30-year-old man, and I, a 27-year-old woman, invited family friends, a 40-year-old woman, 55-year-old man, and a 7-month-old baby, but they've already outstayed their welcome within 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Bit of a backstory to start. My partner and I stayed with these friends for a couple of days before, and they've been lovely inviting us into their home. When we visited them, we went out and explored the city during the day and pretty much fended for ourselves. We're very clean, take care of dishes, and overall, we're pretty quiet and respectful of others' homes. Here's where it starts. They asked what we were doing for Christmas, and we didn't have any plans, so we gave them the dates they could possibly come visit us. This is where we should have clarified that they could stay 3 to 4 days and not the entire length of time we were available. My partner and I still wanted a relaxing winter break before we have to resume work. We asked several times what their plans were or if they knew the dates. They told us the day before they arrived, they would be there tomorrow with no end date in sight. We now have an end date, but they are staying for a total of 8 days.
Whoa.
With a 7-month-old baby.
Oh.
We thought, whoa, way more than we offered, but okay, we can do this. We also just moved into our apartment 3 weeks ago, and nothing is baby-proof. We let them know this. Tile floors, glass table, and yet they were upset when we didn't have a bucket to clean her nappies / diapers in, no baby aspirin, and no high chair. Mind you, we don't have kids. It's only been 24 hours, and here are the other grievances we have. Piss all over the side of the toilet / floor. Blew up the toilet and don't clean up the poop skids. There is a toilet brush and cleaner on the side of the toilet where said piss was. Blasting the TV after we've tried to go to sleep. We paid for all of the food to cook for Christmas meals, moved some of our furniture and completely rearranged our fridge, tracked dirt all over our apartment with pram / stroller, Overall, messy, and literally their stuff is all over the apartment. They fight a lot with each other. We witnessed this in their home, just verbal bickering, but a lot. So I shouldn't be surprised they're doing it in our place, but I am. Basically, we want to know what is the best way to resolve this so we can still have a nice winter break before we go back to work without causing too much friction, but also letting the couple know there's been a violation of expectations. This sounds like a Christmas movie.
This is insane.
Wait, this is my worst fucking nightmare.
Oh, it's my worst nightmare too. But it fully, tell me this doesn't sound like a Christmas movie.
It sounds like, yeah.
What sane couple would want to stay at someone else's house for 8 days with a 7-month-old?
People who are completely unaware. There are people out there who are completely unaware about other people's space.
Yeah, but like, shocking. But like they have a 7-month-old that they're raising. They don't have any of their own stuff. And yeah. They want to go there for 8 days?
Honestly, they need to have a sit down with them and tell them I'm so sorry, but you guys have to go and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I
would do that.
I would do that. I'd be like, we will get you a hotel room for 2 nights and then you have to go.
I would
I'm
say,
so sorry.
Or even be like, sorry, we have a family emergency. We have to leave.
Merry fucking Christmas.
I don't understand this at all.
This is a nightmare. This is worse than the movie Krampus.
This is worse than Krampus. This is worse than Violent Night.
I never saw it because I was like, no.
It's not the same plot, but it's giving like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where like a person's like
National Lampoon's.
stuck with someone they don't. It is Christmas vacation where they're outside the whole time and you're just like, oh God, like we're stuck with them. It's, oh God.
It's
but
awful.
A 7-month-old baby, like, holy crap. Like,
why? It sounds like this couple like wanted to get away from their home life, except for they all came and like, they're just miserable.
Yeah.
Also, it's really hard to have guests come over that are messy. It's eight days.
8 days is crazy.
People have very, I've met people who have very different just understandings of this type of stuff.
Me too.
And I'm someone who's very much like, this is my space. And when I visit other people, I'm very like,
yeah.
I don't touch their shit.
Yeah.
No.
And when people visit me, I like, if say like, I would pay attention how they operated in my home. And then if I were to happen to go visit them, I would probably mirror what they did for
sure.
Me to respect their space.
Yeah.
But
and I get the, I wonder if these people did go and visit, when they visit these people, if they could just do this, if they could just show up and whatever.
It's amazing how people surprise me because you think that people have a very clear understanding about how to be in a home. Literally, they don't. There's so many people out there in this world who are like, yeah, come over. We don't care. So when they go over, like, I wonder what they were like when they were visiting them. Mm. Like, when they go over, they're probably like, yeah, they don't care.
They just seem like people who are, that there's just no privacy, no secrets, no, like,
also
no,
the bickering.
No space. The bickering, I'm like, that's uncomfortable
that's so
as hell.
So uncomfortable.
I have known people who are, I've never experienced people just barging, but I'm very resistant of this and I'm very nervous of this.
I've experienced it a lot because I'm like, come on in. And then I'm like,
sure. Multiple days. I've also just never really had the space to allow that, but.
Sounds like they didn't really either.
They have an apartment
like, where
with tile floors and a glass table and they have a 7-month-old baby there for days? That's crazy.
And complaining and have like taking issue with the idea of like, you don't have a baby aspirin? You don't have a high chair?
They don't have a baby.
Yeah.
what the fuck?
Some comments here.
Yes.
Tell them that they need to leave and tell them why. Otherwise, they're going to do this again. Someone else said, 100% agree. Lots of shit advice here from others. You are not 12, you are grown-ups. Tell them politely they are to leave your home ASAP as you no longer want to host them. If asked, reasons can be given without emotion. Stick to factual ones like rearranging furniture and messy toilets. And then say bye. Someone else said, that's extremely annoying. I would just tell them, well, we were only planning to have company for 3 days. We did have a couple's getaway we loosely planned. We've been having a stressful year, so we're deciding to take it. Sorry to cut the trip short, but it's something we'd like to do together. That way it's not exactly lying flat out, but y'all are going to be ripping your hair out by day 4 as it is.
Yeah.
That's no way to spend your break. Someone else said, love this answer. Better than my idea to fake sick.
Sick.
Literally, yeah. Family emergency or being sick, like something if you wanted to avoid conflict. But
I would just be like, dude, skid marks. You're out.
Yeah. Hey, skid mark, get out.
Someone asked the question that I'm thinking. Do you really want to stay friends with them? Someone else said, we're not ever going to like 100% of anyone. This is just a part of these friends. I don't see any reason to end the friendship. They just need to get the fuck out. That's true. Someone else said, yeah, we might not like our friend Becky, who says that the prequel movies are unironically better and that Last Jedi wasn't that bad at all. But we stay friends with her because this is something trivial. Pissing outside the toilet and leaving skid marks and expecting your childless friends have a baby chair is fucking nuts. And staying for 8 days straight without paying for food isn't trivial. Yikes. I will say, if this is me, I would definitely try to stay away from these people forever. And it wouldn't be out of, like, I hate you. It'd be that I'm scared of you.
I'm scared of these people.
These
things, like the disgusting toilet and taking, like, this is disrespectful.
Yeah, it is.
And like, it's lack of awareness.
Yeah, because I know, like, leaving a messy bathroom is not a direct, like, act against somebody, but this is their home and, like, not even handling. It's disrespectful. It is.
It's so true. And I think we see this a lot on Reddit stories of, like, just people disrespecting other people's ways of life. And it's like, when you enter someone else's home, you need to respect, to some degree, how they operate. And part of that is how they have their furniture fucking arranged. You don't rearrange someone else's furniture.
This is just, it's getting me. I'm just so overwhelmed.
I do kind of want to meet these people. I'm like, what kind of cartoons are
they're like,
these?
They're like parents of Woodstock fucking concert goers. They're just like, yeah. Life is life. Let's live. And you're like, you need to go, because skid marks.
You've dealt with people overstaying their welcome, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm just like I'm an open person. Also, I have sisters, like family, life. You know, when you have a partner, when you have families visiting from elsewhere, you just kind of let it happen. And always day one, you're like, what did we do? Right. Always day one. Sometimes it gets better, but if you don't say anything, it just gets worse.
Mm-hmm. I have been the friend, the friend that has stayed longer than planned.
Like, skid mark?
I'm not a skid mark. But I have my childhood friend, my best friend, Bree. I once stayed with her and I was like super overwhelmed and was just like, I need a break. So I went and visited her out in San Diego. And like, I was supposed to stay for like 2 days. I think I ended up staying like, we were just having a good time. And I was just like, I'm not ready to go back to real life yet. And I think I ended up staying like 5 days, maybe even more. I don't remember.
It's kind of a blur. That's not that bad.
But was she mad about it?
No, I wouldn't have done that unless I was
we're
like,
gauging
like,
if it was okay.
Because I'd be like, I don't know if I'm ready to go home yet. And she'd be like, stay.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, but
you're
like,
not overstaying your welcome because she's still you're still welcome.
And if she said stay and didn't want you to stay, that's on her. Sorry. Yeah,
exactly. True.
I think staying for I've had friends stay for like 7 days, and it was great. Mm-hmm. That's to me, that's totally different. But it is harder when you do have a partner, when you have a smaller space.
And it's a family.
And I'm a baby.
It's a whole ass family.
Dude, if I put myself in the shoes of...
You're different.
If I have a 7-month-old baby, I don't want to fucking travel.
Exactly, that's what I was saying.
Unless I'm like visiting, unless it's family who want to also help with the baby, I'm kind of like, dude...
Yeah.
I'm staying in. I'm dealing with this
but
shit.
But there's people who just, I mean, I've got cousins that would literally, they would, if they could, they would just stay for weeks with their babies and they wouldn't even think twice about it.
That's crazy to me.
Boston,
Jersey. I won't even think twice about it.
I don't think those are Grinches. I think those are more like they're like one of those other characters in a Christmas
movie.
Thing
one movie. And thing two and thing three.
It's like a John Candy character. Like that's what I'm
Uncle
getting.
Buck?
Yeah, I'm getting stuff like that where it's kind of like funny, but nightmare in real life, but in a movie, hilarious. Mm. In the movie version of this is that crazy stuff happens. They hate them, but at the end, they all come together and they love each
and
other.
And this, they're not coming together.
No, they're going to get far away.
Marks?
No, they're getting far away from each other.
It changes things.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I have been warned. We have a Grinch. Here we go. Am I the asshole for asking my wife to wear a sweater in the house in the winter?
What?
What the fuck?
Say more.
What?
Okay. Oh, shit.
Stop. Stop. Read it.
Oh, shit.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way.
hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Is it horny? Go!
Oh, I'm the breadwinner and manage our finances and pay for everything in my home. Although I make a modest amount of money, I work really hard for it every day. I use a Nest thermostat and keep it at 72. Apparently, it's still a little chilly in our old house in SoCal with poor insulation during the winter months. I actually get cold quite easily, but I'm perfectly fine with a sweater on. My wife, on the other hand, will only wear a t-shirt. She insists that I turn up the heat and refuses to wear a sweatshirt. Am I an asshole to ask her to just put on an extra layer and save a little money? She does a great job of taking care of the kids while I earn most of the income. I personally find that she doesn't know how to stick to a budget. I never wanted to do this until now, since she makes about 1/10 of my salary. I've been tempted to have her put some skin in the game and ask to pay for the 1/10 of our expenses, not including our mortgage. This is just the tip of the iceberg. She has an income of about $70,000 a year, a ton of student loans, and credit card debt. She always makes me feel like an asshole for questioning her spending, but she doesn't pay for any joint expenses. What does the public think?
Public?
She makes...
$70,000, but so that's before taxes?
Well, he's saying she makes 1/10 of the salary.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah. She makes 1/10 of my salary, and her salary is $70,000 a year. So he's making $700,000 a year, and this man...
And he's forcing his wife, who's probably slaving away taking care of the kids, to put on a goddamn sweater. Pay off her student loans, motherfucker.
She does a great job of taking care of the kids while I earn most of the income. If she's making $70,000 a year, she's working.
No, that's a full-time job.
She's working and taking care of the kids. Dude, she's doing more work than you.
She's working two full-time jobs.
Just because you make more money doesn't mean your job is more
This is making me so mad.
Yeah, that sucks. That guy sucks.
That's crazy.
$70,000 a year is also a lot. He made it sound like she's nothing.
The thermostat is where he wants to like die on that hill. Like that's where you like, bro.
Dude. Also, I like wearing short sleeves around the house. It's very hard. I don't like wearing layers around the house.
But what I have to wear sweaters in the house.
Also, you're in SoCal.
And your hands are still cold and you're still cold.
Yes.
You're still cold. So this is California. This is Southern California. It still gets freezing in the winter months.
It gets like 65.
And in the mornings. No. No.
Option.
I was calling Anthony. I was like, Anthony, shut up.
It's 56 degrees tonight.
No, it gets, I'll wake up.
That's basically the North Pole.
Shut up. Sometimes when you're on your way to work, it's 39. It gets cold.
Yes, and
Shane's being a little grit.
And that is just the daytime temp in Massachusetts. It gets down to -10.
I was going to say my family in Colorado is going to be like, oh yeah, that sounds really bad.
But honestly, no, it gets colder because it's the desert. So it gets cold. It's shocking because it'll be like warm, and then once the sun goes down, you're like, your bones. Yeah.
I actually will say my ex would refuse to use the AC, and like it would get so hot in this house in SoCal, and like I remember one time it was so hot that I had like a physical like panic attack, and like I needed to put like a blanket in the freezer, and like he just refused to do.
You
AC.
Take out the blanket, you're like,
and like
I'm. Go-
And so that, like, that night, I was getting, I felt nauseous, like I was going to throw up. It was so hot in this house. And, like, that was a breaking point where I had to, like, it was, like, deal breaker relationship moment where I was like, you need to get AC if we're going to be at this house all the time.
I will say, it being too cold in the house
I know it's
is
different.
One thing. It being too hot, that's nightmare.
Yeah, that's
sickening.
Nightmare. That's
dangerous.
But being too cold, well, I will say, 72, and they need sweaters. I'm like, damn, okay.
It gets cold.
But
72 in a house with like tile floors.
That's true. All right, let's see some comments here because this seems nuts.
Ugh.
Your wife makes $70,000 a year. Your wife makes 1/10 of your salary. You make $700,000. You mentioned a modest income up top. That's true. He did say that. I make a modest income. and then by your own accord make $700,000 per year and are pinching pennies over a few extra dollars on your gas bill, yeah, you're the asshole. Someone else said, is she aware of how much the household bills are? When was the last time the two of you sat down and discussed your finances? Oh. It might be a good idea to have that discussion. He said, we talk every month, but I'm the bad...
You talk every month
to your
wife?
Once a month when she tells me it's time for my wife.
She sits on top of me and I go, how are you doing? I'm finished.
We talk every month, but I'm the bad guy for wanting to not spend a lot of money. My parents were immigrants, and I've been taught to not spend money on what you don't need. Save where you can and maybe retire early. 50 downvotes. If you make 700K a year and you need to save money and save up for retirement, what the fuck are you spending your money on, dude?
Also, sounds like retirement's going to be not fun with you.
I was just going to say, why would I ever want to retire with you, dude?
Yeah, and, like, your family's miserable. Like, you're raising kids in a home where they can't, like, be warm.
He also didn't deny that he makes 700K.
Yeah.
So that is official. Someone said, so you make $700,000 and can't afford to turn the heat up a bit? You would not be the asshole if you had a tight budget and needed to keep the thermostat at a certain number for real budgeting. But based on the way you phrased this entire post and constantly reminded us how much more money you make than your wife, you're the asshole. OP responded, actually, we do have a tight budget. Again, this is the tip of the iceberg. The more she spends, the harder I have to work to keep up with the spending and save for retirement. I can't keep up working at this pace forever. 203 downvotes. Fuck this guy.
What? All he cares about is retirement. Buddy.
He is acting like her money is nothing. Like, where? Clearly, he has a job or wherever he is, or just, like, people with less than him are less than him. And, like, that he's acting like $70,000 is nothing, and he's saying the more she spends, what? Oh, dang it, my wife bought a third BMW this week. Like, what is he talking about?
Know.
What is she possibly spending on? Probably spending money on the kids that she's raising for them.
Exactly.
Like, this guy sucks, dude. Like, this isn't the Grinch. This is Scrooge Town.
Yeah. Before
the angels came.
Yeah, plus before the angels.
Spirits.
Before the angels took him away.
Before you didn't see
that movie? Shane just not give
this
a
guy?
Fuck.
He's like, wake up!
He's like, are you guys done?
There's more comments here.
Let's go read them. I want
to
hear it.
Someone said, no one's the asshole. I would kill to be able to afford to keep my house at 72 in the winter. Instead, I make the best of 68. But really, with dual incomes, I don't see any reason why this isn't something potentially worth splurging on if it directly improves your family's quality of life. She just has to contribute to the bills. Where is her money going? All to debt? You said she has an income of about 70K and she makes about 1/10 of my salary. So, high six-figure household income? Y'all can absolutely afford this, if you decide to. OP responded, she claims that all of her money is going to her debt, and I believe her. But this is more than just a few bucks on the thermostat. Why can't she put on a sweater in the house instead of making a decision to increase energy costs? This is the tip of the iceberg. Stop fucking saying that.
Oh my God, I can't.
Where is the iceberg?
No matter what I question.
What is it?
No matter what I question in terms of her spending, she makes me feel like I'm in the wrong because I make so much money. Does that give her free rein to spend as much as she feels that she needs? Like a Dyson vacuum for $1K, which I tried to reason with her for a less expensive one. 51 downvotes. Well, something tells me that she has to do fucking everything in this house.
Yeah, a vacuum? Oh no.
Something tells me that this ship is about to sink because it has hit the tip of the iceberg.
Oh my God. That's just the tip of the... I hate also the like this like, but I'm the bad guy for this. I'm
I
like,
make money and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
A lot of times I think someone's the asshole purely based on how they write their post.
Yeah.
And there could be a lot of different details on this, but the phrasing of, but I'm the bad guy, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, you are the bad guy. And if you say tip of the iceberg one more time.
Someone else said, why not use some of that salary to insulate the home some more? Really, I can only shake my head. Also, she has 70K a year, no expenses. How much debt does she still have? OP said, this is our first winter in this home. The attic has great insulation. We have an appointment to get an energy audit to see where insulation is lacking, and we'll follow their advice accordingly. 46 downvotes. And clearly everyone
he's
just fucking
so
hates
boring.
This guy.
He's investing in everything but his fucking wife.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying.
He's so boring.
He's like, I'm saving for retirement.
We're checking the zones and the insulation on my house. We're spending money for someone to check on the insulation rather than, what, like $30 a
month? He's like, honey, it's the time of the month where we have sex at 6 p.m. Get in here.
They're not having sex.
They talk once a month.
and it's him going, honey, are you on your period yet?
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
This isn't really an update, but just some more
stuff. Like an edit type of thing?
So OP doesn't have any more comments on this post, but a month after this post, he posted on the subreddit HVA. He posted on HVAC advice subreddit saying that we recently bought a house in SoCal built in the 1980s and have an issue with one side of the house being much colder than the other side. So we had an energy audit person come out to assess the situation. He's seeking advice for options as the best solution to keeping the house warmer was quoted at $35,000 and he's leaning toward the cheaper ones. I will also say, living in SoCal, if you're living in a house that was built in the 80s, that recent, yeah. That's a friggin' nice house.
Oh my God. I can't believe you went on to Reddit for this. Yeah, and it's clearly like a nice house. If a house is so big that I guess it can happen in smaller structures too, but like the fact that one part of the house can be cold and one can't.
I just can't believe we got to read a post by one of the former execs of Defy Media.
Also, like,
this guy talking is like watching paint dry. I mean, honestly.
And the fact that he's spending money on the insulation, he's looking at five-figure stuff. It's like, this is about him and his wife. It sounds shitty. Ugh. And when I heard that title, too, I was like, oh, this is kinky. He wants her in a little sweater walking around.
Yeah, he's like, put a sweater on.
God.
So insane.
No, it's just really boring.
Yeah. Grinch.
Grinch, my God. But Scrooge the Grinch that you don't even want to try to fix. You're just like,
yeah.
Eh.
It's like the kind of Grinch that you're like, whoa, you're scary and like kind of silly and maybe a little hot.
Yeah, not that Grinch, though. He's not that Grinch.
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not.
Wait, is a little hot the Jim Carrey Grinch? Oh my God, she likes his body too. She likes his body too. It's the type of body that you can't stop looking at. The Grinch body. We're learning a lot today. Where his belly, it's just, he's so cute. And his little hands.
They're not little.
Shane wants to die right now.
Am I the asshole for confronting a waiter after he disregarded my religious beliefs?
Oh.
Ooh, okay. I will preface this by saying I am not a confrontational person by nature, and I try to be as welcoming and understanding of others. So I would like to ask that same in return. I am a Christian because it is my truth. I respect that not everyone is Christian, as that is the nature of free will. But just as you hold your beliefs close to your heart, this happens to be mine. You do not need to agree with my religious beliefs, but this is important in understanding where I am coming from. I just had what was otherwise a perfectly lovely Christmas Eve brunch with my husband and my daughter, but it has since been spoiled by an argument spurned by a waiter's remarks and behavior. When we arrived at the restaurant, I made it clear to the hostess that we were celebrating Christmas Eve. The hostess was very nice and even relayed her Christmas plans with us. The restaurant was understandably busy, but she was very conversational and well-mannered and helped make us feel at ease. This gave me what I now know was a false impression that everyone working there would be just as kind and welcoming. When we were finally shown to our seats, our waiter introduced himself, and I in turn reiterated that we were celebrating Christmas Eve, and that was the primary reason for the brunch. Instead of any reaction at all from the waiter, he says, okay, with a smile and begins to list the specials they are serving. This was the first red flag and a complete 180 to the hostess who at least acknowledged the specialness of today and that it is not like any other day. One of the specials he even listed had Christmas in the name, which was ironic. Our meals were lovely, and I was willing to overlook the lack of warmth the waiter had to the announcement of our celebration on what is, to me, a holy day. As we asked to pay the bill at the table, my husband was operating the credit card machine, and I decided to strike up a conversation with the waiter. I elaborated on our Christmas Eve plans and our family tradition of staying up until midnight and opening one gift as the clock strikes 12. He smiled and chuckled, but no elaboration on his part. Even if he didn't celebrate, he seemed totally incapable of even acknowledging how important this day was to millions of people. I gave a shocked look with my eyes to my daughter as a form of silent communication of, whoa, what is this guy's issue? My husband gave back the credit card machine, and as the waiter handed us our receipt, he said, Happy holidays. Ah! I was so peeved by this that I piped up and I said again, we were celebrating Christmas, in case he forgot, not just any holiday, and then left in a huff. My daughter thinks I am overreacting, but my husband agrees wholeheartedly that the waiter was rude. I can understand if you don't know someone's religion to say happy holidays, but if he knows we are Christian, why treat us this way? Am I really the A here?
Oh my God.
You killed that. That was excellent. I literally was like,
he booked.
I was there. I watched that scene.
I saw it. I saw the lighting.
Am I really the A here? Yes, what honey. You're the A.
I love how she's like, yes, it's Christmas Eve, and she's describing like a completely modern American Christmas tradition that has nothing to do with religion. Like, my family's Christian. I grew up like, I fucking love Christmas. It is important to people. Nobody else needs to fucking give you extra and like.
I'm Catholic too.
And like, dude, one of the best Christmas songs is the Happy Holidays song. Like, Happy Holidays is fucking, it's
I mean,
just
every-
as. It's fine.
There's other religions. There's other things going on that day. And, like, it's just also, like, this person posted and prefaced, like, I understand that my religion doesn't, like, trump anyone else's kind of energy in the beginning. She's like, I respect other people's beliefs. So where was this coming from? And her needing to mention, like, this hostess gave me a false impression that I was going to, like, it gives.
What does she want from them?
Also, he's working. On a holiday!
Yeah, and he
said,
and the fact that him saying, okay, is a red flag, like, that could have gone so much worse. And, it, you are allowed to make a big thing of your beliefs or of celebrating anything. It's a family, a joyful time.
Yeah.
But, like, this energy of expectation, it gives icky supremacy vibes to me of, like, my religion is important right now, and why aren't you respecting my... And he did. He was being inclusive. It's not like he went, like, Happy Hanukkah, which would have also been fine.
He was saying Happy Holidays. He was trying to be respectful of the holiday. And also, again, the host was cheerful because she's clocking out early, man. He has to wait till your table's done.
It's almost like if you're it's truly this holy day and you're a Christian, you should be trying to spread joy, not be a fucking selfish asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Actually, an A.
I don't think none of this had to do with religion. This had to do with a fucking selfish piece of shit who wanted other people to treat them special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And wanted people to go above and beyond to make them feel great. It's like, dude, this guy's doing his job. He's getting paid to do what he's doing, and he's doing it.
Yeah.
Don't make him do extra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to tip him like crazy. But like, and you're clearly not. I know these people tip like nothing.
Like, this is a Chili's.
They were like, please. $1.
Seriously.
$1 for the Lord. Here you go.
They went to Chili's because it starts with a CH, just like Christmas Eve.
Yes. And Christ.
I cannot believe this, Karen. There's no, I cannot believe this is real because I cannot believe a Karen of this level is on Reddit. A Karen on Reddit?
Yeah.
That's devastating.
What's happening there?
That's scary.
Yeah.
What did the daughter think? She was probably like,
she said,
oh, reacted. The daughter hates them.
My God.
That daughter is going to be so atheist.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up Mormon and like there was Christmas traditions and stuff, but like I left for a reason, I guess, is all I can say. You know? It felt weird as if this person was invading on their tradition and their beliefs as if like Christmas has all these sacred special things. Like, you're going to a restaurant, dude. Like, it's not like you were at church and someone at the church was being disrespectful. Like, this is a public place.
You also know this woman, let me preface really quick. This is a Reddit post. I don't know this person, but based on all this shit, you know this person has never fucking said happy Hanukkah to someone. You know this person's not gonna acknowledge other people's shit. Mm-hmm. You know that. Like, because I know these people because I fucking grew up in Arizona. I grew up in the fucking, like, it was all Christian. And it was, but it was this type of shit where I'm like, you're not even religious Christian. You're this American Christian.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
And again, she started the post off by saying, I respect other people's beliefs and I'm not expecting other, like, it, she but, can't but start it that are, way yeah, and then do exactly what you're saying you don't do.
Let me read the comments. I'm sorry. This one's personal to me because I grew up with around so many people like this.
Ugh.
This is prime Arizona behavior.
Oh my God.
Saying. And I love Christmas, and I don't love Arizona.
Oh, I love Arizona.
Arizona has the Grand Canyon in it.
Comments. Jesus loves you, but even he thinks you're an asshole. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly. You're the asshole. Why do you need a waiter to acknowledge how important your religious holidays are? He seemed perfectly polite and nice. Yeah, it almost seems like you're insecure about your own beliefs.
Yeah.
One year.
Shane is fired up.
I love how fired up he is right now.
I love it.
One year when I worked in retail, I had a man take his purchase out of the bag because the bag said happy holidays. He slammed it on the counter and was all, I celebrate Christmas. He proceeded to stand there with his hand on his hips, I think waiting for me to argue or apologize or something. I just said, okay, and tossed the bag in the trash and reached around him to get the items out of the next customer in line's hands.
Yeah.
They just want a reason to be mad / acknowledged. They are exhausting and insufferable. I fully agree with that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. Like, I am removing the religion from this. This is just an asshole.
Right.
Yep.
Right. That's important too. Because I will say, these people, like, despite the religion, it's just how they acted and how they're treating this thing.
Would she have liked
it? I love it.
Would she have liked it better if he'd said, well, my original plans were to spend the day with my family, but my job insists I be here for people like you, so here we are.
That's what I said.
And I always say that.
As someone who's worked in retail, January should be a purge month where every service worker gets to take their revenge on customers.
Next horror movie?
Holiday Purge.
Sorry. I got heated.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
I got heated. I'm not saying that everything I said was accurate, but I was speaking from emotion.
Yep.
But I, like I said, I may not be particularly religious nowadays, but I do still believe in, like, that this time of year can be a time to really spread joy and be giving and to think of others. That's the whole point of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she's doing the opposite. She is doing the opposite. She is trying to be a black hole of joy and suck it out from everyone else. No, you should be thinking of others. Think
exactly.
If you're out to dinner on Christmas Eve,
my God.
You better be dropping at least a 50% tip.
You better believe that this woman does this all the time.
Yeah.
And she's just using Christmas as, that's the thing. I can't stand when people use these things as excuses. It's like, you're not even thinking of the bigger picture. Yeah. This guy is working maybe on a holiday that he really cares about.
And again, the Christmas, it's a pagan holiday. No one is trumping on your beliefs by existing and being different than you. And like, she's treating this like it's like something that should, it's just, yeah, again, I just, it just gives like.
Frustrating.
You boil it down, she sucks.
Yeah.
She is definitely the asshole.
Oh, my God.
Bah.
Anyways, moving on.
Top Grinch.
Am I the asshole for suggesting my daughter skip Hanukkah gifts this year? I, a 58-year-old man, have 3 children. My daughter Marie, 28, my son Frank, 25, are from my first wife. And I have a son Chris, who's 7, with my new wife. All fake names. I admit that Chris is a little spoiled and used to getting his way. Marie got married 2 years ago and her husband is Jewish. She celebrates Hanukkah with him and his son, John, who's 8, and family. John lives with them full time as his mom is not in the picture. They also come to see us for Christmas, which would be via Zoom this year. So we usually do the 4 gift rule when it comes to Christmas, since Chris tends to get stuff throughout the year. Well, he came home from school last week saying how a kid in his class is Jewish and he gets a present every night of Hanukkah, and how it wasn't fair that he was getting 8 presents and he only got 4. I pointed out that he also got things throughout the year and that I wasn't sure if the gifts were even that good. He started complaining that John was going to get 8 gifts and then whatever we got him, and he was only going to get 4 and whatever they got him. I said it didn't actually matter, but I ended up having to send him to his room to calm down. I called Marie and asked if they could maybe skip Hanukkah gifts this year because it upset Chris so much knowing that John was going to have so many more gifts than him. She said no. They had already bought all his gifts, and considering Chris wasn't even going to see what he got, it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
I admit I got a little frustrated and said it wouldn't kill her to do something that could help her brother. She told me that Chris was being a spoiled brat about gifts, and it wouldn't be helping him to deny John his gifts they spent time and energy picking out, just so he wouldn't throw a tantrum. I lost my temper and said she wasn't even his real mom, so I wasn't sure why she was picking some kid she wasn't even related to over her brother. I regret saying that. She blew up, and the short of it is this. I'm a terrible person. She has no interest in helping spoil Chris any more than he already is, and she will not be celebrating via Zoom with us this year and does not want to hear from me again anytime soon. I shouldn't have said what I did, and I admit that, but she hung up before I could apologize. Now Mark is on my case saying that I need to stop babying Chris and that he wouldn't be seeing us either because if he or Marie had acted like Chris acts, I'd have punished them. I'm frustrated and my wife says she understood my heart was in the right spot, but it was kind of unreasonable to ask them not to celebrate Hanukkah because Chris felt slighted. I don't really think I was so wrong to ask, but maybe it was unreasonable. I don't think my kids should be this angry at me though. It was suggested I post here, so was I really such an asshole for this?
Ugh, this is so complicated. It hurts my heart.
If someone tells you, post that on Reddit. They're telling you to get wrecked.
Yeah, they're telling you to like get raked against the coals because you are gonna fucking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of family here. It's a whole family tree. But telling someone to not celebrate a holiday for the sake of your 7-year-old son because your 7-year-old son feels jealous, this is such an opportunity to have your son learn something. And like also just like deal with your emotions and not allow, if you allow his jealousy to dictate other people's lives on that scale, you're creating a monster.
Yeah, and you're dictating which religion is more important than the other in a way. Like it's weird.
It's weird.
To me, it's clear that the Marie and the other brother are at a point where they're like, I'm fucking done with our dad spoiling this child. No. And I think that they like put a limit on
it. It's wild. It must be so interesting to have like a sibling, a half sibling that is the same age as your own kid. That's so crazy. There's one, the OP's son with his new wife is 7 and his daughter's kid is 8.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm also the opinion, you know, people do dumb shit. They have times where they're an asshole. If his kids are this easy, if it's this easy for them to go no contact, then I'm like, this is.
Oh yeah.
May I say, the tip of the iceberg.
No.
But I mean, that's so intense to say I don't want to hear from you anymore. That's a whole lifetime of bad behavior.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is the tip of the iceberg. Yeah,
and it's a second wife, like you never.
They're probably so sick of their shit, of his shit, at this point where they're like, no, I'm not even gonna see you for Christmas. You had to do something pretty bad to back out of Christmas. Yeah. And then to have, I do enjoy that the brother was like in solidarity, like, I'm sticking with my sister.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
It sounds like them together. He didn't have to question it for a second. It sounds like this dad sucks. And it sounds like this dad never really considered them. It might be one of those situations where when they were born, he just was really not a present father. And now...
He's probably so strict.
Later in life, he now has a new marriage and a new kid, and he's like actually being there, sort of, but spoiling them. And now these kids are like, I'm out. This sucks.
There's two separate relationships, I feel like, when you have, with your parents. It's the relationships you had as when you're a kid, and then the relationships as full-on adults, like, almost like you're at the same level. Like, it's completely different experiences, and you kind of have, like, I experienced this where it's like, I'm an adult now, and I feel like it's kind of a reset, and I'm getting a whole different flavor of relationship from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And, I totally see, like, this is, like, a new era,
And the dad being like, I don't feel like I was an asshole for asking. It's like.
And it's also like, he probably was a very strict dad with them growing up, but there's something that happens to dads. They go through, dads and moms, they go through phases. Like my dad was very strict growing up. And now as a grandfather, oh my God, these kids could run over and he's like, here's an iPhone. They could like, be like, fuck you. And he's like, here's an iPhone. I don't know what happens. It's like their brain breaks and they go, I don't want to be that guy anymore. Mm. And they just go the opposite.
Mm. Another thing, another aspect of this is like, he's pretty much reducing Hanukkah down to just the practice of gift giving.
Exactly.
And not acknowledging that there's a tradition and like a meaning to it.
Yeah.
And just to tell someone not to celebrate exactly. It is crazy.
It's a great lesson point for the kid to be
not
like,
considerate.
Hanukkah's not about the gifts.
Every family has different situations.
It's simply so much easier for him to tell his 7-year-old son, like, this is how it works, deal with it.
Done and done.
Than to make your child stop celebrating a holiday with their family. That's crazy.
Take gifts away from another child, an innocent child, where that's his religion. That's what he celebrates.
Yeah, no, the dad is fully diminishing the relationship as a whole.
That's
by
why
doing
they
that.
Told him to go on
this
from Reddit.
This guy's insane.
They told him to go on Reddit.
Some comments here. Lol, let me get this straight. You asked your adult daughter and her husband to not give her stepson Hanukkah gifts in their own home because your similar age son in your home wouldn't like knowing the stepson got more gifts overall than him? You're the asshole, and this isn't even close. There is no alternate universe where you would not be the asshole here. Your older kids are right. Chris is spoiled, and you know it. You can increase his gift count if you want. It's your home and your money, but you absolutely 100% cannot ask an adult to alter their own holiday celebration in their own home because your kid is jealous. But you really should nip this in the bud now before it's too late to fix Chris and he winds up a victim of affluenza. P.S. You should have fake named him Dudley instead of Chris because this is basically right out of Harry Potter. And Dudley got worse before he got better.
Oh my God.
That was brutal. I actually disagree with your wife. Your heart wasn't in the right place, and you are now joining the dubious club of fathers who turn into horrible fathers to the children they had first when they get a new family.
Oh.
Welcome. The prizes include new children who turn into narcissistic brats, prior children who want nothing to do with you, and brothers and sisters who are distant and uninvolved. You're the asshole.
He's getting his ass beat right now.
Yeah, get wrecked. Yeah.
You're the asshole. They're Jewish. Hanukkah is part of their religion. Besides, Chris really does sound spoiled since he's getting upset someone else is getting more than him. The first couple presents are usually smaller anyway. Candies and small games, that type of thing. Things Christian parents would usually put in a stocking. Marie shouldn't have to not give her child gifts just because you've decided that your household rule is the rule of four. She's an adult and can parent her own child. You parent yours. Yeah, this guy's straight on his way to being completely alone.
Mm-hmm. That's so true about the stockings.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard that. That it's like, it's not equivalent. And it is crazy, though. Like, it's crazy behavior that this 7-year-old kid is thinking about what this kid is getting in somewhere else.
Like a wild amount of control.
I know kids get jealous when like
they
witness it in person, but to just be sitting there at home going, that other kid has more gifts than me. I'm like, that kid's crazy.
Yes.
Also, I don't believe in equalness when it comes to kids. Like I know that sounds crazy, but I just think it gives you this like false, it's like, well, she got it, I want it. It's like,
especially in different households.
Different households.
Like, too.
And different households.
Yeah. Like, I do think that's an important lesson, because that's a lesson you have to learn someday. And I do believe one of my beliefs of like raising a kid is like, you kind of have to simulate the real world and real world experiences. Like,
it's not
those
equal.
Are the lessons. And it's like, yeah, I'm sorry. That there are going to be people who are going to get more than you.
Yep.
And there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. And it may not be fair.
Yep.
But that is how it's going to work. And you can't just throw a tantrum and get your way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, also, weird red flag for me is like when you just send your kid to go calm down. I sometimes don't think that's the... Yeah. Just sending your kid to go be upset elsewhere rather than trying to comfort them and give them a lesson is...
This guy having a conversation with someone? All right, let's move on from that Grinch.
Ugh.
Here we go. Here's our last story, and I think it'll be a little bit lighter.
Okay.
A little bit sweeter, and on a sweeter note. Today I fucked up by giving my daughter a potato for a Christmas present. That's fucking awesome.
Potato?
This is so sweet.
A potato has so much potential.
Yeah, it does.
And all of them are good. Obligatory, this happened a while ago. When my daughter was six, she was obsessed with the TV show Little House on the Prairie, which delighted my wife and me, who loved the show when we were kids. In the pilot episode, the family was so poor that each of the girls got a new cup, a shiny new penny, and a potato as a gift for Christmas. My daughter couldn't stop talking about it. Now, my family is really big into taking practical jokes too far. There was the feral daughter kept in a cage prank of 2010 and the bloody leprechaun joke of 2013, but this one really backfired on us. After she went to bed on Christmas Eve, we hid all of her real presents behind the couch and left one package in the middle of the floor. When she came down, she seemed surprised that there was only one gift, but carefully unwrapped it to reveal, you guessed it, a shiny tin cup, a brand new penny, and a potato. Attached was a note from Santa. Molly, I heard how much you love the Little House show. Here's hoping you have a very prairie Christmas. Love, Santa. She grabbed the potato and started to cry. Uh-oh, I really screwed up this time. However, it wasn't because she was upset, but because she was so happy.
No!
Even when we revealed her other gifts, she only wanted to be with her potato. She drew a face on it and carried it around with her everywhere. But it started to go bad. First, it turned green and started to sprout eyelets. Eventually, we had a very traumatic experience where the potato disappeared in the night. She's 17 now and still talks wistfully about the potato every Christmas.
Oh, wow. My God. She had a castaway situation.
They should have planted it.
I'm like, sorry.
Sorry, Wilson.
I'm sorry.
She should have planted the potato.
I know.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
That's so cute. Wait, that's so classic.
They raised such a great daughter.
I love it. That sounds. That's actually very me-coded. That, like, I would have been freaking psyched.
Yeah.
Like, if I had seen that on the show, because, like, I used to read books about, like, the boxcar children and just, like, how they had a nice little shiny teacup and, like, that's all I wanted was
yes.
A little, like, I love it.
You don't need much.
It's like that classic video of, like, wow, an avocado.
Oh, I know.
Thanks.
Didn't Jimmy Kimmel do that? Did he put it on his show of, like, parents, a compilation of parents giving their kids like
avocados.
Yeah. My mom used to wrap clementines, and we'd be like, "Okay, mom, where are the real fucking gifts, you bitch?"
Oh my god, my dad puts an orange.
Where are my Pokemon cards?
My dad puts an orange at the toe of our stockings every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Look, me nowadays, that's so funny. Love that.
This child is the polar end of the other child.
Yes.
From the previous story.
Completely.
That's so sweet. Wow. So. The cage prank of 2010 and the bloody leprechaun joke of 2013 are stories this guy has posted.
Wow.
So, those are freaky. I want to read
this. This family, wild.
This family, quirky.
This family's awesome.
Quirky.
This is the holiday spirit right here.
Oh my God.
This is what it's about.
This is so cute.
Wow.
It's so adorable.
That's awesome.
The comments. Oh, of course. You know what you need to do, right? This Christmas, do the exact same thing. She'll find it hilarious and wholesome. OP responded, lol. We actually got her a potato-shaped pillow last year. Someone else said, my 3-year-old nephew asked for a big rope for Christmas like 3 days before. My mom was like, go buy him one. Okay, whatever. I got a good nylon rope. Come Christmas Day and there's presents filling the living room. Big family and my mom doesn't understand moderation at Christmas. This 3-year-old, only now just old enough to understand what Christmas is, looks at a ton of presents there for him, only grandkids at that point in a large family, and just asks, where's my rope? OP responded, kids want what they want. This is hysterical.
That's awesome.
You know what this gives the same energy of is people who have cats where they buy like fancy cat toys and then the cat's like, box.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you say lol?
Well, they write it. I'm not going to say LOL. It's easier to just say lol.
Is lol cooler or is LOL cooler?
Neither.
How do you say LMAO?
LMAO. I say LMAO. I'm not going to say LMAO.
Laugh my ass off.
Lamau.
Laugh my ass off.
Shaking my Raffle. Head.
Raffle copter. I'm millennial. I don't know if you knew that.
I'm millennial too. People on the live stream thought I was Gen X.
And you cussed them out. she cussed them out.
I did. I fucking cussed them out. Because I think
it's because you don't know what RAM is.
It's memory. Software.
Yeah. No, software. No.
Man. Software goes on the RAM.
The RAM carries the software to the Mac.
You should say LOL. You should say LOL instead.
Yeah, LOL is gross. Sounds like you're saying LOL, Massachusetts.
Okay, biggest Grinch.
Biggest Grinch. Now, here's the thing. I went hard on that Karen because I hate that stuff.
Right,
but
so
ultimately, the crime she committed, not as bad as I think is that husband, tip of the iceberg guy. I'm not liking that.
Oh,
but also,
yeah.
But also the dad who asked someone to not celebrate a holiday, that's actually as Grinch as you get. He tried to steal the holiday from them.
That is typical.
He actually was the most Grinch
fashion. I think technically, because like, yeah, since the Karen didn't like confront the waiter or like report them or anything, it was just like an internal thing. I don't know. I think asking, obviously, he asked something shitty, the dad, but the rich father actively like making every day a little bit shittier for his entire family.
That's true.
Wait, the tip of the
air conditioning, tip of the iceberg air conditioning dad, I think is the ultimate Grinch.
I think he's the ultimate Scrooge because at the end of the day, Grinch changes his heart. So I think the ultimate Grinch is the guy who stole Hanukkah.
Yeah.
But the fucking tip of the iceberg guy is Scrooge.
That is Scrooge,
and
you're right.
And he needs to go down with the ship.
Laptop
girl.
No, because Hanukkah guy
learn,
didn't necessarily
steal,
change his ways.
Laptop girl, change of heart.
She did apologize, and she realized she was
Laptop girl.
So heart grew 8 gigs that day.
But the clear...
She can't do anything with.
The clear indicator here is this holiday season, think of others, and be kind to others, and be considerate. But like, look, I hope you have a great time. I hope
and
you have
if
a great
you mess
holiday.
Up, just apologize.
It's okay to mess up.
Hey, it's just the tip of the iceberg. Lol.
Being a Grinch is okay if you realize you're being a Grinch and you change and you allow your heart to grow.
Wow, you sounded like the Grinch. His body, though. Oh, my God!
We gotta go.
All right.
Lol.
Well, happy holidays, and we'll see you later. And, hey, you know what? Have a great time. Mexican salsa, yes! Bye.
I love that's the word. Mexican salsa.